In separate petitions filed at the Court of Appeal in Abuja, opposition presidential candidate, including Vice President Atiku Abubakar and ex-military ruler Muhammadu Buhari, said the election was characterized by what they call several anomalies. They argued that canceling the vote will restore some credibility to the country's electoral process. Spokesman Ibrahim Modibo of Nigeria's biggest opposition party, the All Nigerian People's Party, says the winner of the controversial vote, ruling party candidate Umaru Yar'Adua, was not even competent to stand as a candidate.
We filed a petition challenging, first and foremost, the competence of Yar'Adua for an election. He's so competent because he has been indicted by an administrative panel set up by Abia State Government on corruption. As far as we are concerned, he's an indicted member of a political party who has dubiously gotten the ticket when they know that he has been indicted.
Despite his massive win, more than 26 million votes against his closest challenger, 6.6 million, analysts say Yar'Adua begins his rule on 29th May as a tainted man, the beneficiary of an illegitimate vote. Despite the criticism, the government is going ahead with elaborate preparation for Yar'Adua's inauguration. The ceremony is scheduled for the Eagle Square in central Abuja at a cost of more than $6 million. It will be preceded by prayers in churches and mosques, an international soccer match, and a state banquet. At least one opposition presidential candidate is seeking a court order to stop Yar'Adua's inauguration, pending a decision on the validity of the disputed poll. A group of 48 Nobel laureates is also supporting the cancellation of the recent polls. They are asking for fresh elections within 18 months. The Dalai Lama, South African Anglican Bishop Desmond Tutu, and Nigerian writer Walesha Yinka were among other laureates who endorsed the statement. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.